what we even able to do now is we can build up with our automation suite double solution, which is scanning in 3D and taking the pictures with the AI and combining both, so you can get like the metrology part and the quality assurance part from the same setup out of the same one software solution, which is really crazy.
Welcome to a new episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2. Our topics are image processing, machine and embedded vision, AI and metrology. My name is Peter Ebert, Editor-in-Chief of Envision, and I'm happy to have you here for a new episode. In recent years, 11 Dynamics has attracted attention in metrology with its open metrology platform Automation Suite. That's why we invited Thomas Chiviora, Creative Director at 11 Dynamics, to our Envision podcast today to talk to him about the possibilities of the software and in which applications it is already being used. At the end, we want to talk about the integration of AI cameras into Automation Studio and what possibilities arise from the combination of metrology and machine vision. Hello, Thomas. 11 Dynamics' main product is the Automation Suite. What makes this software so special?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me. I'm very glad that we have the chance to present our solution and talk about what makes us so special. So the thing is, the first thing that makes us special is we are a real open metrology platform, which means like we have no limitations. You can choose whatever you want. You can choose your existing hardware. You can buy new hardware. You can do everything in metrology that you need with our software, and you can do it with what you have or with what you need. So there are no limitations in robotic sensors, softwares. Everything is already in our software.
So to understand it correct, the users really have complete freedom to choose which software and hardware to use for the applications. And what does your software do?
Yeah, so you have complete freedom. It's like you can think about it as some Lego for adults in metrology, because that's exactly what it is. We have a graphical user interface which is based on gaming technology, which means you can like easily drag and drop components from our library, because we not only say you can use which software you want or which hardware you want, we already integrated like every big player on the market in our software. You can like drag and drop every model from KUKA robots, ABB, Yaskawa, Fanuc. So it's just we have everything you need already in our library, and also every sensor. For example, every Scantec sensor, every hexagon sensor, it's already in our software with all metrology data backing it up. So you just build like your cell, your setup, your metrology project by drag and drop, like a video game, and just drag and drop the components. Everything clicks together automatically, and then you can validate everything and start a simulation, press play, and after doing that, it's even possible to just press play again and execute it in real life. So you don't even have to switch between different softwares to do something like that. You can build a whole metrology workflow with design, simulation, programming, and execution. So that's a very unique thing, and it's backed by our big library. I think we already have like almost 1,000 positions, which is not 1,000 exact products that are integrated, but like combination models or something. So you can really think about, you can even start by doing it for free. You can even go to our website, start a free trial, download the software today, and like set up your own metrology cell and check yourself.
Impressive. And in which applications is the automation suite already being used?
Yeah, that's also that's a good question, and also a very nice question, because I always like to talk about our already in use cases. For example, we are capable of doing fully inline and at-line metrology. So our software is currently used for some big players in the battery section to measure every battery, and we're currently starting to getting almost 200 cells ready with our software, running a whole battery production on multiple occasions. That's one use case we have. It's like the battery is inline, the band rolls the battery in the cell, we measure everything, check everything, upload everything to the service as it is recommended from the customer, and then the battery goes directly forward, and we do this for every battery. We have 99% less process times for this customer.
Wow.
And also, second use case, which is very nice, is our Audi Sport use case. There will also be a new case study coming out for this use case, because we are measuring in the moment in the metrology room the Audi e-tron GT in a fully automated cell. So we can do like a whole body in white in under 7 minutes automated. And also have some interesting cooperations with NextSense. We also do like testing a new automated version to like do gape and slash for the e-tron GT. So that's also a very nice project we are currently sustaining. It was our first cell we have installed, and 3 years after it, we're still like improving and pushing it forward. So maybe it can get a rollout for more productions from Audi. So we're like hot into everything. We are also in contact right now, started the POC with Sauber Motorsport for Formula One. So our goal here is to help to just get everything bigger. So there will also be some new projects and new case studies coming. Yeah, it's crazy to see how our software is getting to all big players already, and everyone tries and wants to rip it out of our hands and wants to check it out by themselves, because nobody can believe that it is so easy and it's working so good.
Sounds great, Thomas. 11 Dynamics has numerous collaborations with other metrology manufacturers. Can you give us some examples which companies these are and which corporations do you have?
Yeah, of course. I have to get a bit around that question. So our main strategy in the market is to be an open platform for metrology. And since we want to do that, we have started really early to build like partnerships and friendships with some of the big players in metrology, because it's always easier to tackle a market together and not alone, especially in a field like metrology, which is very narrow and everybody knows everybody. So we started really early to just collaborate with other metrology manufacturers. Some partners of ours are, for example, like Scantec, which are also an OEM of us and have their own OEM software version from our automation suite in their own design. So we're doing like for all the standard projects, the cells and desks from Scantec, we deliver the software for the automation for them. And also we have partners like Scantech, like API. We are working with Hexagon. We're working with numerous big players in the metrology base because we want to integrate everyone. So we just go to them and say, hey, give us your SDK. It costs you for the first thing no money, but we want to have your products also in our automation suite to just make the experience better for the customer. We are always customer focused, and that approach just helped us to be more of a player. And like, I see it like a soccer team. We are just one of the players on the field, and there are other players, and together we can be like a strong team to just tackle the different hurdles you have in metrology right now.
So thanks. Our last question. You recently made it possible to integrate AI cameras into your automation suite. What possibilities does this open up with regard to advanced metrology tasks?
Yeah, that's our really recent thing. We just started the integration and finished it like last week because we also had a nice open house at Colt FACC in Austria, where we also showed this solution, and everyone was blown away. Because the thing is the following. Right now, we have like the 3D sensors and the laser scanners and everything in our software and do like basic 3D database metrology. But what we could not do was like surface inspection for defects, for colors, or if some parts are mounted the right way and stuff like that. And here comes a new partner we have in. He has the AI camera for the quality assurance part. And we are now able to not only do like the classic metrology, we measure a thing and do a report, or we do the AI camera thing and take photos and train it to like detect defects and just automate our quality assurance. What we even able to do now is we can build up with our automation suite a double solution, which is scanning in 3D and taking the pictures with the AI and combining both, so you can get like the metrology part and the quality assurance part from the same setup out of the same one software solution, which is really crazy. It's like you can imagine you're planning automatically where the camera should take photos with IDAS, and we are like starting the cobot, starting the rail, starting the robot where the camera is mounted, and the camera then takes photos. And the algorithm behind the camera is fed with the informations, and you can just like go, that's a defect, that's not a defect, that's okay, that's not okay. And you like train it, and it just gets better over time. And we are now in the like beginning of AI cameras and quality assurance with AI cameras. But if you start now with something like that, and you start now to gather informations and everything, you will have a real big advantage, because the technology will advance, and 1 year or 3 years from now, it will be completely different and crazy what you can do with it. But if you're not started like now gathering data and checking everything, you will be left behind, because to have as much data as possible about the quality assurance parts, about the metrology parts, will be the game changer for future AI, because AI is always just as good as the information you get in there. So it's like really crazy. You can like imagine checking for classic defects, and also checking if the paint job is done right and get a report out which says metrology-wise everything is fine, but you have here two little scratches that have to be recolored or something, and you get it all out of one hand. So we're really proud of the solution, and we're like crazy to see where this is going.
Tomo, thank you for the great talk. I'm quite sure this won't be our last talk. Maybe we should soon talk once again about the developments of your software.
Yeah, of course. I would be looking forward to something like that. It was really nice talking with you about our solutions and what we have in store for everyone.
Thomas, thanks and bye.
Thank you. Bye.
If you would like to find out more about Envision, please register for our Envision newsletter at envision-news.de/news, become a follower of our LinkedIn channel, Envision News, or find out about our webinars at envision-news.com/TechTalks. I look forward to welcoming you to our next episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2.